RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic as we begin the rest of our lives as Commanders fans coming off of the magical 2024 season ended at the NFC title game. We will relive that game for you. We will play the clips. I normally would say you heard this on 910 The Fan. You did not hear this on 910 The Fan. This is Bram Weinstein. And London Fletcher, Logan Paulson, makes occasional appearances as well. This was the team call. Contractually, they were only allowed to air this in Washington, D.C. So we'll play it for you for the first time here as we go through the game. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Commander's Rewind.
Time for the Commander's Rewind. Bringing back the best and worst moments of the game. Commanders lost. Now, we're going to make you listen to it. Again.
There we go. Let's start with Jaden Daniels. He is the straw that stirs the drink, so to speak, around here. Jerry Jones has a phrase he uses about people who are good, too. We'll get to that maybe later if we can clear the Odyssey censors on that. Jaden Daniels, first drive. These guys don't have the ball to start the game that often because they've always deferred to the second half where they're a better team, and other teams have opted to take the ball to set the tone. So when the Eagles won the toss and deferred, this marked one of the few times this year Washington has opened the game with the ball. I liked a lot about this. Let's do Jaden's first down run here towards the end of the drive first.
The 28-yard line. Eckler to the right of Daniels. Two wide receivers to the left. Eckler goes in motion. Eagles bring four. Daniels has the time. Now he runs right up the middle to the 25. Gets away from a defender. And he's tripped down but gets to the 23. Jaden Daniels with his legs converts the fourth down.
This is a great job. They try to run the mesh concept, run a bunch of crossing routes. The Eagles do a nice job of taking away Terry on that shallow cross. Jaden finds a running lane, and he does what he does best, creating and picking up the first down with his leg.
Yeah, two fourth downs on this drive. The bigger one at the 42 of Philly. They call that no man's land. You can't kick a field goal from there. That'd be a 60-yarder. We weren't going to make that. If you punt, it goes in the end zone. You only get 22 yards out of it. A little graphic, right? That graphic only ever says go for it, by the way, when they put the analytics graphic up. I just need them once to put the analytics graphic up and it says don't go for it. I just need to know that don't go for it is an option. Sure feels like every time they say here's what they should do, the computer says go for it. I'm beginning to suspect it's not a computer at all. It's a Wizard of Oz type situation where it's just a guy yelling go for it behind a mask into a bullhorn. At any rate, 4th and 5 from the 42, Zach Ertz making his first appearance at Commander's Rewind.
4th and 5 on the opening drive at the Eagles 43. Snap to Daniels. Eagles bring four. He's got time to throw and a catch. Zach Ertz, they've converted again to the 36.
That's a matchup that they're going to work all day long. You got Zach Bond, who's a really good run defender, but he's not going to be able to cover Zach Ertz play in and play out. I knew right away that that was where Jaden was going to go. Based on the formation, the coverage, Zach Ertz is the guy. Zach Ertz will play a major part of this game plan today.
Yeah, you could tell how much this one meant to him for sure, getting out there and doing his all to try to knock off the Eagles in Philly. You go for it on both fourth downs. You end up with 4th and 3 from the Eagles 16, and DQ breaks his tendency, and he kicks the field goal here. We can second-guess this all day long if we want to. Here's what surprised me. 3rd and 9 from the 22. So it's 3rd and 9. To me, they ran. Austin Ekeler ran for 6 yards. The run sets up the go for it on 4th down. If it's 3rd and 9 and you're going to kick a field goal, you can kick a field goal from there and make it. That's an easy one. That's a 40-yarder. You try to throw. You try to get the first down. It's 3rd and 9. They run for 6 yards. I just assume you're setting up the 4th and short, the Jaden run. Otherwise, what's the point of the 6 yards? They don't do anything for you. They didn't make the field goal that much easier. Instead, they bring out the field goal team. I thought that was an interesting sequence. It didn't matter, but I did think it was a chance to set the tone, and I was a little surprised they didn't go all the way in on that opportunity to set the tone early. 3-0, 18-play drive, took 7 minutes. Not a thing of beauty. They're not going to hang that at the VMFA, but that's all right. Got you 3 points, and then this happens.
Jalen Hurts, I don't see a knee brace on him, is out under center after a knee injury a week ago and starts this drive with a pitch left. Saquon Barkley gets a lane, 45-50 to the inside of the 40, spins away from Jeremy Chinn, still on his feet, 25-20, 15-10-5, one play, Eagles take the lead, touchdown Saquon Barkley.
That's what you cannot have happen against the Philadelphia Eagles. The explosive plays, and this is not a difficult play, just a pitch coming around the sideline. Had a guy slip, not forced the ball back, missed tackle, couple missed tackles, and next thing you know, Saquon Barkley is off to the races.
Yeah, you know, you've got so many chances here. Bobby Wagner trips over his own guy getting to him. You have 2 missed tackles. You have to play perfect to beat a team like this. They did not play perfect. 2 things they have to do: limit big plays, don't turn the ball over. Of course, that is what happens next.
Clock moves under 6 minutes to go. First quarter, 7-3 Eagles. 1st and 10, Washington. Here's the snap. Throw to De'Ami Brown across the middle. Get some room to the 40, 45. Cooper Jaji slowed him down. He fumbled the ball, and it is recovered by Philadelphia. That's Reed Blankenship. He's got a turnover in each of the games against Washington this year, and it gives Philadelphia the ball at the 48. That worked. That was going to be an 8-9-yard gain, and De'Ami Brown fumbled it. Blankenship recovered it.
Yeah, fumbles has been an issue for De'Ami. Fumbled last week against the Lions. Fumbled the second game against the Philadelphia Eagles.
It gives us our first opportunity to say what should they do next year. Because at wide receiver, you've got Terry. You feel good about that. Nobody else is a guarantee. I thought Olamide Zaccheaus had some very nice moments. I don't think he did anything that makes me say you have to have that guy on your team next year. Noah Brown is probably as close to a sure thing going into camp as you have. He got hurt late in the year. He had some nice moments. Again, is he a game-changing impact player? I don't know that he is. I think he's a pretty solid 3 or 4 at the wide receiver position. Luke McCaffrey, you want him to be good. I want him to be good. He's going to need to take a big step this offseason, and you can't count on that. De'Ami's an interesting case. I thought he was gone the second they had a coaching change. He wasn't. The new staff liked him. You remember, very first play of the preseason, who's Jaden go long to? De'Ami Brown, and he caught it. He's had some moments where he showed up for this team. Do I trust him? Not really, no. But in a world here where you can do some damage on the free agency market, but there's only so many guys available. This isn't college. Not everybody's in the transfer portal. It may take 3 or 4 years to fully build out this roster at the depth you like. There's an argument to be made for keeping De'Ami around. Here's what I like. Has the fumble. That was bad. They come back to him. He makes the play on the next drive, though, and I think this is really important that even in a playoff game, they are showing the trust to get back to De'Ami, make sure he's respected by the defense.
16 for Washington. Back at their own 48. Here's Daniels. He's got time. Over the middle. Strike. Diaby Brown at the 35. 30. Pulled down inside the Eagles 30-yard line down to the 28. That is a first down, Washington.
You know what that also is, Brown? That was a dart by Jaden Daniels. And I love the fact that Diaby Brown finds a soft spot of his own coverage by the Philadelphia Eagles and sits down and makes himself a big target for Jaden Daniels. And from there, hold on to the football, young fella.
Hold on to the football, young fella. All right, London, I agree. Jaden was good, period. Full stop. Stop saying Jaden Daniels had any role in this. He didn't. He was fantastic. He made the plays. He made the throws. He did not turn the ball over. His numbers were bad because when we get to the second half, he was in bad situations. One more play before we call it a break on segment one of Commander's Rewind. I love Tressway. You love Tressway. Tressway in the biggest game of the season, delivering a 23-yard dart to Ben Sinnott. I could watch this a million times for sure.
For Philadelphia, he's standing at his own 19-yard line. So Washington goes three and out after falling down 14-3, and they're about to give the Eagles the ball back here late stretches of the first quarter. And it's a fake. Tressway throws it up in the air towards Ben Sinnott. It's caught at the 50, down to the 45. Tressway completion on a fake punt, drive alive.
What a play call. And I saw them actually practice this as we were leaving the bubble. And the other day, and I was like, man, I wonder, you know, you put a lot of all stops in a game like this. What a timely decision to call that fake punt where you got nothing to lose, so to speak. The Eagles definitely was not ready for that fake punt.
Yeah, it makes it 14-6, gives you the ray of hope there on the fake punt. It reminds me of one of the great all-time Commanders radio moments. D'Angelo Hall was in the booth the first couple years of the new regime, and we were all at practice. Who was the tight end? He was a quarterback. Armani Rogers, was it? Yeah, Armani Rogers. He was a quarterback in college. And they were running a trick play at practice where he threw the ball. And so the deal is, like, we're watching practice. This is, like, not the training camp practice where all the fans are at. This is, like, we're getting ready for the season practice. We are all sworn to secrecy. And they are very clear. If we go out and say they're working on trick plays where Armani Rogers throws the ball, we're never attending a practice ever again, right? That is part of the deal of being credentialed media to cover the NFL. We all agree to that. So the radio broadcast the next week, Rogers catches like a 10-yard pass, and D'Angelo Hall's in the booth. He goes, D'Angelo Hall catches the pass. And you know, he's a quarterback too, and they've been working on some trick plays where he throws the ball. And Bram's like, I don't think you're supposed to say that, D. Oops. Yeah. London kept it to himself, shared at the appropriate time that he knew it was coming. I like the low laugh. That was a different take on it, too. A little low laugh from London Fletcher instead of the high laugh. He's got range, I guess, is what I'm saying. We do have to talk about Marshawn Lattimore, but we will do that on the other side of the break. It's Commanders Rewind on your home of the Commanders in Richmond. 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Commanders Rewind, part two, as we roll towards noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny drive you home. I was on Grant and Danny's program yesterday reflecting on the white bean paste we were served with our bread plate in Philadelphia over the weekend. I'm still not over it. Probably won't be over it for quite some time now. Always good to join their program, though. Here's a reality for the Washington Commanders as we dive back into Commanders Rewind, of course, with our guys Bram Weinstein, London Fletcher, and Logan Paulson on the call, as they were all season. Some really, really, really good things happened this year. Also, it's a lot harder going forward. So number one, they have enough cap space to make an impact. And I believe this is a top five, if not a top three destination for free agents this offseason. And they have the money to spend on them. That's the great news. Here's the bad news. There's a finite number of free agents in any given year. The way the NFL's structured, you can keep your homegrown talent. You got franchise tags, long-term deals, no trade clauses. There's a lot of ways to keep your guys on your team. The free agent class is never, wow, oh, look at that. Like, you know, these guys can't miss. T. Higgins, that's your headliner. It drops off pretty considerably from there. You're shopping for Sam Darnold's pretty quickly, right? You're You're fishing in the Stephon Diggs pond of like, ah, that's a name I recognize. Is he still good? I don't know. Your DeAndre Hopkinses of the world, right? Like, is that worth a big spend in free agency? So there's that. Your draft pick is number 29. It's not a great draft pick for a team with a lot of needs. So the work's cut out for them. It gets harder from here. Next year, they're going to play a lot of primetime games, a lot of short week games. It is not as easy as it is in college to just go build a roster offseason to offseason. The guys who are impact players stay with the teams they're on. And for a long time, there were only a small number of franchises where that wasn't true for. This was one of them. You think about the talent that has come through this building and left this building. Certainly, you start on the offensive line, Trent Williams and Brandon Sheriff, two all-pro offensive linemen, leaving this team for easily avoidable reasons over a five-year stretch. It just doesn't happen in a lot of places, and certainly not good places. It will take time to rebuild that talent, which gets us, of course, to Marshon Lattimore. I liked the trade at the time. I liked the trade in retrospect. It's a tough position to find guys at. You don't just go sign a corner. That's not how any of this works. You don't just say, let's just go get ourselves a corner. Life's good. That's not how any of this works this offseason. There are a limited number of these guys that are impact players. You had a chance to get one. You made the move. You go get one. He had a hamstring injury. I was hopeful it was a fake hamstring injury. It wasn't a fake hamstring injury. It's been holding him back. He's under contract for two more years. That was what you like about this trade. What you don't like about this trade is, we'll just put it bluntly, he has been a head case. He has, in an attempt to get in the opponent's head, cost this team in two of the three playoff games in very significant ways. Here is, of course, the exchange with A.J. Brown on Sunday.
They're lining up to tush push here with a first and goal at the one, and they do plow Jalen Hurts over the goal line.
Wait a minute,
the ball is out.
No.
Now there's flags down. They haven't signaled anything yet on the field. The referees, nobody put their arms up. They're shooting off fireworks. The scoreboard changed. I guess it's a touchdown. Marshon Lattimore has his helmet off.
Got a fight with A.J. Brown.
So are they going to get A.J. with the penalty on? Because the helmet is off of Marshon. I don't know. He pulled his own helmet off or if it's ripped off. Somebody's going to get a personal foul.
No, the referees never put their arms up, but they did change the scoreboard. I'm waiting to hear what Sean Hockley has to say here. He's meeting with both sides. Bobby Wagner is lobbying. Now Hockley walks away towards the Eagles sideline, wants to talk to Nick Sirianni.
So I see something that Bobby Wagner is doing. He's doing it on that play, on that run play.
Building on the field is a touchdown. After the play was over, personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense number 23.
Oh, wow.
Philadelphia has elected to enforce this foul on the try from the 2-1.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And go for 2 points.
So they end up going for two and they miss it. So Marshawn Lattimore actually saved them a point. I don't know. At any rate, I think you have to bring him back. I don't like it, but I think that's the market reality here. There just aren't enough guys. Your other option is bringing St. Juice back. Does that get anybody excited? I'm not excited about more Benjamin St. Juice either. I liked him a lot coming into the season. He just never made a step forward. I thought he had a very solid rookie season. Never took that step forward. There's a lot of guys in the NFL who fit in that category for sure. Let's get back to the good stuff, though. Jaden Daniels with his legs, making plays when he needs to keep his team in the ballgame.
First and goal. Referee's back away. Daniels is ready. Three wide receivers to the right on an empty backfield. Terry's to the left. He's got a touchdown this half. Eagles bring pressure at five. Daniels runs away from it. Open grass. 45-50, 45-40. Cuts in between a defender and dives for the sideline to get out of bounds and stop the clock. 35 at the 35-yard line of Philadelphia. 13 seconds on the clock. Incredible play by Daniels to stop the clock and give them a chance here.
Eagles dial up a pressure, bring a five-man rush. But the problem is you got everybody in man-to-man coverage, and they're so deep back, so deep, protected for the big play, that Jaden is able to pick up a nice chunk of yards.
All right, I'm hoping that by running all these Jaden Daniels great plays back for you, you'll appreciate what he did on Sunday. Here he is with the dime to Terry McLaurin. This was a touchdown for Washington.
Third and three at the Eagles 36. Three wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Washington's already gone for fourth down three times, including a fake punt that was converted earlier this quarter. Here's Daniels. Eagles bring four. Throws over the middle. Terry McLaurin caught it at the 30. Still on his feet at the 20. Cuts away from a defender. 10, 5, to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! 17 with another legacy moment in the playoffs.
Listen, three things, three guarantees in life. Death, taxes, and Terry McLaurin winning on the slap route. And that's exactly what happened there. They go man to man against Terry McLaurin. Jaden sees him. Terry wins on the slap route. And 17 doing what he does, breaking tackles and gets into the end zone.
I think London's excited. I was excited too. 14-12. I'm not going to go into the 2-point conversion deep, but it was too early to go for two. I think even in the Dan Quinn risk era, too early to do what they were doing. We will get to the rough stuff. The second half, there were some bright moments too. We will learn about palpably unfair acts. We will do it all when we return. It's Commanders Rewind on your home of the Commanders in Richmond. 910
The Fan,
105.1 FM. Our final Commanders Rewind of the 2024 season. Got two more of these than I would have expected. Certainly, you knew this was going to be a playoff team, but to doink it in Tampa, to crush Detroit, and then to be in the NFC title game against Philly. I don't think anybody will forget this run anytime soon. A couple of great events. Love seeing all you guys on Friday at our two appearances. We were at Plaza Azteca, which I know is hopping during the game Sunday. They'll be firing up their specials again for the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And, of course, River City Roll. Adam threw a great pep rally. I have a story from the pep rally that I will tell during Crosstalk later today. We're in the middle of Commanders Rewind, though. Terry McLaurin scores the touchdown. It's 14-12. I think Jaden Daniels is playing very well. I'm not going to make a big deal out of that any further. Just that is my statement. It's my show. I get to make that statement. It's 14-12. Things are going well. There are 7 minutes left in the first half. You know Philly gets the ball to start the second half, so this is an important window here. The next time Jaden Daniels touches the ball, it is 27-12. It's a tight game. It's a game you feel good about. your best player doesn't touch the ball again until it feels like it's over. That just can't happen. Here's how it happened. Jeremy McNichols fumbling on the kickoff.
Jake Elliott, dirty ball that bounces at the 12, fielded cleanly by Jeremy McNichols, 15-20, but met there. Ball's out, and it's now rolling around, and I think the Eagles have it. That popped out of the hands of Jeremy McNichols, and then skirted 5 yards upfield, and yes, Philadelphia has it. Devastating late first half turnover for the Commanders.
Devastating's the word. It really is. That's an opportunity to punch one in, have a close game going into halftime. They got the stop. Three and out of the Eagles' second half. It's different, though. So here's where I want to go with this, Jeremy McNichols and Terry McLaurin. The best teams build their rosters with an eye towards who they need to beat in the biggest games. And, of course, in the division, that's the divisional games and finding a way to go to the Super Bowl. The Bills every year say, what do we need to do to beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs? And plan their whole offseason around that accordingly. Haven't done it yet. They came really close. That's how they plan their off seasons. The Chiefs do the same with the Bengals and the Bills. The Eagles struggled for years with Terry McLaurin. Look at what they've done in the last couple of years. You go get Quinion Mitchell. You go get Cooper DeJean. They build their roster around the games they need to win. And that's what this team has to do going forward. They have to get another receiving weapon, and they need to build out depth at key positions so you don't have Jeremy McNichols returning the kickoff in a key moment. That should have been Austin Ekeler, but he was hurt. The depth on this team is not as good as it will be over the next couple of years, and that's why I have optimism. I don't think it'll happen instantly. I think next year could be tougher than this year, considerably so. NFL rosters aren't built overnight, especially when the cupboard's as bare as it was here. But they're clearly moving in the right direction. I trust these guys to do what they need to do. Another bright spot from the game. Just call me Mr. Brightside today. These games, I was scared to death they were going to come down to the kickers because I didn't trust Zane Gonzalez or the Washington situation. The Eagles missed their field goal. Zane hits one at the end of the half, which provides a little, not a Jaden Daniels dose of momentum, but a mini dose of momentum.
Zane Gonzalez is ready from 42. Ball at the left hash mark. Here's the snap. It's good. Tressway gets it down. Kick is on its way from Gonzalez. And that is a little bit of momentum heading into the locker room as he nails it. 3 for 3 for Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's doing his job. I don't know that I want him back next year, but did the job in the big moment in a way the Eagles did not get done. So that's exciting. Go to the second half. Three and out. This is one of three times that the door is cracked open, right? The first one's at 14-12. Door's cracked open for you. You don't touch the ball again until it's 27-12. That's where the game is lost. But then you crack the door open again with the three and out on the first series. Then you go three and out. Philly comes back, scores the touchdowns. 34-15. That's not a good score. It's getting out of reach here. Next possession. Jaden does Jaden things. This is his first playoff rushing touchdown.
Off to the line they go. In the gun is Daniels. B-Rob to his right. Third and one. Here's the snap. He's rolling out to the right. Cuts back against the green. Gets to the 5. Into the end zone. Oh, my. What a run by Jaden Daniels. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington.
This is an absolute sensational play by Jaden Daniels. They're going to run a sprint option. The Eagles do a great job of taking away the option route, over pursuit. Jaden doing like he always does, using his improvisation skills, and is able to crease the inside of the Eagles defense and walk into the end zone.
What I loved about that play, aside from the part where Jaden Daniels scored the touchdown, I love that he did the dance in the end zone after the touchdown. I'm going to tell you why. In the NFL, when you're losing by a lot late in the game, it's considered poor form to do a big celebratory dance after you score. That was actually a message. And the message was, we're still going to win this football game. It's 34-23. It's an 11-point game at this time. It's not over. He's cracking the door open for a third time, and he's making the statement, this is not a token stat padding touchdown late in a football game. We are still going to win this football game, and we're acting like it's a competitive football game in this moment. I loved that in that moment. out of Jaden Daniels. I thought that was great. Fires it up. Two-point conversion on that one? Yeah, we got the two-point conversion on that one, right? They scored points. We should play it on Commander's Rewind.
Look here. Two-point conversion opportunity. Zacchaeus to the right. Three tight ends to the left. B-Rob is the back. Here's the snap. Play action. Has to step back. In trouble. Throws it towards the back of the end zone. That's completed to Olamide Zacchaeus. It's an 11-point game as they convert.
Wow. You talk about the patience, and this is, they're so scared of Jaden Daniels being able to get outside the pocket that Nolan Smith is afraid to attack Jaden Daniels. That allows him to find OZ as he uncovers and picks up the two-point conversion.
Doors cracked open. It's an 11-point football game. Eagles have the ball. My favorite defensive play of the day, Frankie Louvu, third down in field goal range, and he says, we are not allowing them to score points on this drive. This is incredible.
That opportunity. Hurts is changing the play. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Eagles lead by 11. Washington really needs a stop. Here's the snap. Here comes Louvu running into the backfield. He busted it up and knocked down Barkley at the 40.
He is an animal, an absolute animal. You talk about timing up the blitz perfectly. Frankie Louvu times it up, and now he beats the block of Cam Jurgens. It makes a negative yardage play, and the Eagles are going to be forced to punt.
My guy's busting in like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah. We're not doing that. Next-gen stats. 1.1 seconds from snap to tackle. As not even enough time to know where you are. He gets the snap. He is tackled by Frankie Louvu. Fantastic. Now the door is kicked open. Now it's showtime. 11-point game. You pushed them out of field goal range. You denied them the field goal. You've got the ball back. Zach Ertz makes a nice catch. Jaden Daniels picks up the blitz. You're at midfield. Don't do anything stupid, please.
Here's the snap. They're going to throw again. Pressure up the middle. Has to dump it off to Austin Ekeler. Had to go to his knees.
No.
To make the catch. The ball's out. The ball is out. And the Eagles have it. And they have recovered their third fumble of the game.
That's not what you need there. Here are the two hills I will die on today on Commander's Rewind. I thought Jaden Daniels played a very good game in the face of some very nice pressures from the Eagles. You need more offensive line depth this offseason. Everybody sees that. So that's number one. Jaden Daniels played a good game. Number two, this was a competitive football game for 45 minutes. I know what the score says. The score says the Eagles got 55 points. And I'm not here to deny that. At the end of at that play, at that moment, which happened at the end of the third quarter, this was a competitive football game that could have been won by either team. You can't turn the ball over three times and win in the NFL on the road in an NFC title game against a team that is playing flawless football. You just can't do it. So Frankie Louvu, Kool-Aid man's into the backfield, blows up Jalen Hurts, makes a play of the game. I guess he decides he's going to do it again. It doesn't go as well the second time, and we all get to learn a little something about the NFL rulebook.
35-23. Eagles looking to add to it. Clock's running here. Clock is the enemy as well. 12:50 to go. Fourth quarter. Hurts is under center. And there goes Louvu again, jumping over the pile. And now the Eagles are not happy about it. So they're going to get another offside on Louvu, who tried to time it up and mistimed it again.
All right, so he actually doesn't do the main one because they do the worry like, hey, settle down, young fella. And then Jonathan Allen's actually the one who jumps on the next one. And here is referee Sean Hockley.
Encroachment, defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior act happens again. For now, it's a replay of second down.
I've been around the game a long time. This is the first time I've ever heard that.
It's a rule. It's the palpably unfair act rule that allows the referee, at his discretion, to do whatever he wants if the other team is committing a palpably unfair act under the rules of football. What I love about this, the referee is always, they only speak in like two-word increments. They are so official. They are so legal. They are so on top of it. We never hear him say the full sentence, and it's a little bit like the parent trying to discipline. You don't do that again, or else I'll give them points. I'll do it. Don't make me give the Eagles, I'll do it. My only regret about that sequence is they didn't make the referee award the Eagles points. I just think that would have been fantastic. It was not a competitive game at that point because they were going to score from the one, obviously, because the tush push doesn't miss. I would have made the ref award the Eagles points just for the historic nature of it all. I don't know if you saw Kyle Brandt on the NFL Network found. This has never happened in the NFL that the ref has awarded points, but it did happen in the Cotton Bowl in the 1950s in college football.
Wow.
A guy on one of the teams, it was a running back, broke free, was running to the end zone, nobody catching him.
Okay.
And one of the other team's players ran off the bench and tackled him before he could score. It turns out you can't do that.
Okay, but that's palpably unfair.
It was, in fact, palpably unfair advantage. All right, let's wrap up Commander's Rewind. Let's bring this thing home.
And here we are. I know this is disappointing, but it does not change a thing about what remarkable season that they had here this year.
No, not at all. And this team has nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, yeah, they're disappointed. But they have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. And we'll be back better than ever next year. I look forward to this offseason. Look forward to seeing what these guys do to improve this roster. Philadelphia is the target, and we're going to reload. Well, we're going to recalibrate and add to our roster to get and knock Philadelphia off.
As Philly wins, their coach Nick Sirianni joins only Mike Tomlin and the great Joe Gibbs as the only coaches to get to the Super Bowl in two of their first four seasons. Philadelphia is the champions of the NFC this year. They await their opponent when Kansas City plays Buffalo tonight. The game will be in New Orleans in a couple of weeks.
We have our matchup. It is Eagles-Chiefs. Let's break down the tape on that. Biggest win in the last few years for Philly, and we're going to play Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling, in the arena. We can do better than that, Philly. You can do better than that. I believe you can. They had a feeling that tonight was going to be a good night, not in the DJ booth. Come on now. Get with the times. That was Commanders Rewind. You're the games every year. We love being the home of the Commanders in Richmond. Most Commanders talk in town. Two great pep rallies on Friday. We had a ton of fun. Hopefully you did on this wild ride as well. And don't you worry, we are still the home of the most Commanders talk in Richmond. We got other topics to get to as well, though. Today, Robbie Robinson, voice of the VCU Rams, joins the program in 17 minutes. He's in St. Louis, Billikens and the Rams. Tonight, we'll tell you all about it. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.